Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn. This Aspire podcast is being recorded and aired for January the 11th, 2026. And I got a great question, kind of one of those great doozy questions that I like getting from you. You know, just to say this to you, you can write anything, just anything to me, and it'll be fine. I would love to hear from you. Honestly, I would. And the more sincere and authentic your question is, the more I'm curious about what you're all about and what you're really wanting. This comes from Randy in Colorado. He says, seems cruel to me to have all the consequences of what we do put on us throughout our lifetime. Do you think this is cruel? And what does God have to say about it? Well, first of all, I don't speak for God, okay? And I am not one who has an anthropomorphic ideal of God. I just don't do that. That's not my experience. It took me years to have a direct experience, even a modicum of insight into the state of being that is the Tao, is the God. To me, God is the way. It is the order of the way. And most people don't have any order of the way in the context of their life because they're too busy trying to get what they want. And they're trying to find a formula that they think will work and give them what they want and will be the magic elixir or the magic belief that will turn water into wine or whatever it is that they want. They're looking for the lamp of the fulfillment of dreams with a genie in it, and they think it's God. And people are ignorant. We are two things. We're selfish, we're prideful, and we're terribly indifferent to the manner of the way of how this lifetime works. So it seems to you cruel that we have to suffer, as you put it, the consequences of our own actions. You must be a millennial or a Gen Y or X or one of them. You have to be, because they don't want any responsibility for what they do. And generally speaking, most people don't want any responsibility for what they have done. It isn't that we're being punished. This is the enigma that people have. They have a misunderstanding of consequence and punishment or reward. It is not. It simply is the way life works. And if I understand that this is the way life works, and I can accept it without disdain or disappointment or anger or hostility, then something can happen, something different. Let me read you something from the Tao. If you seek to embrace the way through the path of learning, the way will not be understood. If you observe the way with simplicity of heart, great indeed is the way. This is so true. We're not here to learn how to live. We're here to come to that beautiful place within us of the heart. And it is in the simplicity of that heart. I teach my students very simple things. I teach them how to be simple, to live in solitude, and to live in silence. To live in simplicity simply means I don't confuse the situation with desire. It is when I seek to fulfill my desires, what you guys would all call my passions, that I develop a tremendous pain and sorrow in my life. I know a lot of people, a lot, who fulfilled their desires, their passions, and still they don't know themselves. They're not happy. They're vengeful. They don't tell the truth. They would hurt their enemy. The true measure of a person's awareness, the true measure of their happiness is that you would do unto others as you would have them do unto you, and you would be kind to your enemies. You would not speak badly of them. Everybody has enemies. Everybody. I have them. You have them. Everybody has them. And they are a form of our consequence. If you are really a person of integrity, of love, if you really are a person of virtue, you will not do or say things that deprive you of the beauty of a different kind of consequence. Instead of the consequence of pain and sorrow and misunderstanding, you would forgive your enemy as yourself, because you and I are our enemies. You want to change some things quickly in your life and change maybe the consequences. It is all contained in generosity. A generous person forgives. First they have mercy, then they forgive. And in that, then they have compassion. And that compassion is what changes our circumstances and changes the outcome of our consequences. But until we are humble enough, humility is the key here. It is so important to be humble. And we don't even understand what the word humble means. It means that we no longer live in pride, that we no longer seek dignity, we seek kindness, and can accept our disgrace willingly in this world that we have done. So if you really, really, Randy, want to understand, you'll have to accept disgrace willingly. You'll have to understand that the things that have occurred or do occur in our life, all of us, are a result of our, well, our humiliation towards our heart. We don't have any sense of the authentic heart. The human heart, we have. We have lots of it. The human heart guides us and tells us we can do vengeance and to develop pride and vanity. But the real heart, the heart of the heart, where love lives within you, where love is allowed to live within you as the means of your life, where you are more interested in forgiveness and the generosity of it rather than maybe trying to avenge yourself or prove somebody else wrong. When you are more interested in the manner of your life as the means of the way, that is when something is going to happen. And most people, hey, they're not going to do that. Probably you're not going to do that, Randy. You're going to live, in the Heckle and Jekyll of your mind. Sometimes it goes here, sometimes it goes there. Sometimes it's right, sometimes it's wrong. Sometimes it's good, sometimes it's bad. You're going to do what I tell my students, and this is it. I know, Greg, I know, but I'm going to do it my way. And if you're that kind of person where you're going to do it your way, and I understand, I have respect for that, then you can't expect anything different. It isn't that it's cruel that we have to live out our consequences, our cruelty, our ugliness. It isn't cruel. It's just the way life works. The wise person learns to understand the way life works and doesn't crucify it for being what it is. Life works this way. It happens in this manner. There's so many things to understand about our world, about the collective unconscious and the kind of world we're really in, not the world we imagine we should be in or can be in or any of that other crazy. It's all about really understanding the world we live in. In this collective unconscious, there is cruelty. We live by eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. We live in a vengeance and a pride for our vengeance, which is the real killer that undermines everything that we do. I hope that helps you, Randy. I'm sure it is difficult for you to understand this, and probably you reject it, but nonetheless, you have had it put in your ears, and now you know. Thank you all for listening. Be back on the air next week. I hope you have a beautiful day, and please forgive me, hey? Namaste.